Are you using a UX strategy to supersize and grow your business? Sharon Hornelson here. Let's talk about user experience strategies to supersize, grow, and build your business. Why? Because it is one of these secret weapons that extremely successful organizations use. Why? Because if you're customer-centric and customer-focused and actually focusing on the things your customer wants and needs, they will buy your products. They will talk about your products. They will sell your products for you by telling their friends, family, and everybody else they can on the internet these days. So why would we not want to do that? Number one, we're in business to make people happy, solve their problems, etc. At least I hope that you are. So what are some of these strategies? I'm going to put my coffee down, grab my magnifying glass, so I don't forget the list I put together to share with you today. So the first thing we want to do is enhance our customer satisfaction. I don't know about you, but have you had any experiences recently, perhaps, with any organizations that did not have stellar customer service? I ran across a couple. Even online, we'll see examples all the time of people on different social media platforms complaining about a business or a company that they've been working with sometimes for decades, and all of a sudden they like don't care at all about your business. If you have ever dealt with a cable company. I'm trying to think if I've ever had cable. Probably once upon a time in my life, but not that I remember now because it's been so long. But satellite providers, internet providers, utilities are notoriously bad about customer service. Even our banks aren't very good about customer service. There was a banker online complaining the other day about how stupid people are when you have to cancel their credit card because you've let them know that there's fraud on it. I'm like, you know, you're obviously not in customer service because you wouldn't get online and talk about how your customers are stupid if you cared about your customers at all. Part of your job is in any organization is to educate customers and help them understand why things work the way they do and how they work, etc. Not to think that they're stupid and they should just know everything. Because guess what? No one teaches us about especially financial things in school or anywhere else. We have to figure it out on our own or figure it out by asking people or having our parents or a mentor or somebody help us with those things. So enhance the customer satisfaction and make sure that they're getting their needs met. We do this with seamless processes, seamless buying experiences, seamless and positive interactions with everyone in our organization. Second thing we want to do is build trust and credibility. And that means treat people the way you want to be treated and make sure that they're having a hassle-free experience with your organization. There are companies that do this so well. I don't know about you, but I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, especially since the pandemic. Prior to that, I bought stuff on Amazon pretty regularly. But since the pandemic, you know, there's probably an Amazon box on my porch every single week, several times a week sometimes. There are some good things that came out of the pandemic. I will say online grocery shopping is probably my favorite because I just place the order, somebody picks it up and brings it to my house, and that's all I have to do about it. So to me, that is one of the efficiencies that came out of the pandemic. And there were a lot more inefficiencies that came out of it, but that's a topic for another day. So we want to make sure that we're enhancing customer satisfaction, that we're building trust and credibility by offering them a seamless experience. Why? Because then they'll become repeat customers. They will tell their friends about us and they will also leave us positive reviews. Why do we want positive reviews? Because nowadays, pretty much everybody or a huge percentage of the population, 80% plus, go to their mobile devices first before they make any buying decisions. They go to do their research, do their homework. So by the time they find you, they're usually already ready to buy or they're much more close to a buying decision. So you want to do things that make it easy for them to buy and do business with you. Third, it differentiates you in a competitive landscape. I don't know about you, but chances are you have some competition in the business that you're in. Pretty much anything we do, any profession that we're in, any group of people that we serve, we're not the only one. We're not the only solution available to them. So how are we going to differentiate ourselves? One of the ways we can do that is making sure our customers know that we love and appreciate them and we appreciate their business and that we are here to serve them and help them solve their problems. Superior customer experience, superior user experience, superior interaction with us will do all those things. Fourth, it drives customer engagement. We want to make sure that we're driving customer engagement, engaging with our customers, finding out what's working, what's not working for them. Where are those little friction points that mess some of our customers up? Because we want to do everything we can to alleviate and get rid of those. So again, so it's easy to do business with us. The easier you make it for your customers to do business with you, the more likely they are to do business with you. If you've got them red flagging or stopping them, it's why we want to make our websites fast and responsive and easy for people to navigate. So we want to have interactive elements. We want to use personalized recommendations and sales. We want to, you know, when they buy something, we want to recommend things for them that would go along with that to make their experience better. Maybe they're, we talked about this the other day, upsells or cross sells. We want to make sure that it's intuitive to navigate both our mobile online presence and our digital, our websites, et cetera. Why? Because that helps with conversion rates. If it's easy for people to buy on our funnel or our website or whatever it is that we've got, they're more likely to buy. If there's a bunch of things that are confusing to them, guess what? They're not going to buy. Sometimes the best thing you can do is put an introductory video prior to the order page and say, hey, this is exactly what you need to do, and walk them step by step through the process of how simple and easy it is to order with you and become a customer. And then we want to keep in mind that having a great customer experience increases our brand reputation and creates more loyalty. It makes it easy for our customers to advocate for us. And guess what's better than customer advocates? Nothing. It's the best free advertising we can get, right? And who doesn't love free advertising, free publicity? We all love that as business owners. And finally, we want to be willing to adapt and change and continually improve. Have I said that before? Oh, sorry. Not sorry. Absolutely positively want to be continuously improving our processes. That means we listen to our customers. We actually take action on the things that they recommend when it makes sense, right? And if it doesn't make sense, guess what? We engage them. We explain to them why what they're suggesting doesn't work. You know, sometimes customers expect the world, right, for free. And sometimes that just isn't doable. I have had clients in the past that expected me to be available 24/7, 365 days a year. And that is just not possible. Right? I don't even want to do that, but it's definitely not possible. And it's not something that my clients pay me for. They don't pay me for me and my expertise 24/7, 365 days a year. That's just ridiculous. So I have had to explain that to certain clients, that this is when I'm available. This is what you can expect. This is exactly what you can expect from our interaction. If that works for you and it works for me, great. If it doesn't, I'm not the right person for you. All right. So love to know your experience with your users' experiences with your company. It's almost a tongue twister. Share in the comments below so we can learn from one another. And I will be with you tomorrow with another interesting or tweak on a strategy that you can use right now to supersize and grow your business. Have a great day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.